This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up, y'all? Bobby Belt here. Check out this recent segment from a new episode of Love of the Star. Welcome to the Love of the Star podcast. I'm Bobby Belt, Dallas Cowboys insider for 105 Through the Fan in Dallas. Joined as always by former NFL scout Brian Broaddus, a Super Bowl winner. He is now the co-host of the G-Bag Nation, 2 to 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday on 105 Through the Fan in Dallas. He is also the pre- and post-game co-host on the Dallas Cowboys radio network. Brian Broaddus, how are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent, Robert. Thank you very much. Since the bye's over with, you know, we had the San Francisco week. So now you kind of feel like you're back into the swing of looking at tape, doing podcasts. You know, now it's here's the real grind for like the next 10 weeks. And now I've also got people asking me about, oh, when are you going to start draft film? And all so in about another month, we'll be looking at draft film. I mean,
one month from now, they may be lucky to have one more win, Brian. They got a tough schedule coming up.
They do have a tough schedule. The Cowboys are going to make me start earlier than December 1, I guess. So I hope not, but you never know. You never know. I've had two or three people come up and say, yeah, I've already started watching tape. I've already started watching games. I'm like, really? They're like, oh yeah. And I'm like, okay, appreciate you, man.
Yeah, no, it's I've already started a little bit.
Okay, here we go.
I already got going a little bit. Just checking in on like cursory stuff and watching a couple cut-ups. Nothing too outrageous yet. I anticipate we're going to be picking high this year, Brian, and it's going to be it's going to be, those are fun times in a way.
Can I ask you a real quick question then? Could this team, I asked Foch Lombardi this question earlier, could this team be open to picking any position, maybe with the exception of quarterback? Say this team had a top 10 pick. Say it was number 10. Could this team be open to taking any position and it help this team?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, other than quarterback. Maybe
people might think you need to take a quarterback.
Well, they can think that, but I mean, like, just in terms of capital use, I don't think the Cowboys would even consider
it. Unless you're like the Lions and take two running backs, that kind of thing.
Corner, maybe. If you say we've already paid Diggs.
I'm asking you. I think they're open to taking any position on this team.
Sure.
and helping them.
Yeah, other than quarterback.
Corner makes sense. Yeah. I see what you're doing.
Corner's just the one where it's like, if they feel like, we've already got somebody, we're going to pay somebody, and we think Carson will be good, and we've got some options, then maybe they would prioritize that one lower. But I mean, if Travis Hunter's sitting there and they have him as a corner, then I don't think they would just say, well, we don't want Travis Hunter. So I think they'd figure it out. But no, it's just about anything's open, which is kind of fun. Right.
I agree with
to pick high and potentially have your pick of the litter. It's not so bad.
Yeah, and you know, I don't need Bobby Belt in March telling me at 17th pick they're going to take Leighton Vander Esch, you know, and then it work out. I want this thing to, like, as we're talking about these players, I want to be open to taking any one of these players. That's what I want to be.
Yeah, I think just about anything could be on the table for them at this point. So
sure,
we'll have a lot to break down. There's still a football season to play out, but it's not going to keep us from cheating a little bit and looking ahead just a tiny bit. But Ryan, just before we take a look at the Falcons, and we'll look at the Falcons offense first, and then we'll take a look at the defense in an episode again later this week. But taking a look at the Falcons offense, we'll kind of go over all the different ways that they can threaten and some of the things that they'll challenge you with. Before we do that, not necessarily takeaways from San Francisco and Dallas. I mean, that was Sunday. But when you look at the San Francisco game and you look at the way the Cowboys played out of the bye week, did you see anything that made you say, oh, okay, that was at least different, or, oh, I see they tried to do some different things here, they tried to change some things up here, or, oh, I was encouraged by this guy and the way that he played, and it looked like maybe the bye week was a good chance for him to reflect a little bit. Any of those takeaways for you, or anything that stood out in terms of how, you know, how much it looked the same and how that stood out?
I was okay with Guyton in this football game. You know, I felt like there were some times they gave him some help, which absolutely was needed. I felt like, though, the time that he was off, maybe he had a chance to kind of reflect, catch his breath a little bit. Felt like the hands, the feet, the body position were much better in this game. Noticed that the things with BB, some of the run blocking stuff, he was quick to get to the second level when he could. I really did like that about him. I liked the fact that Dallas was more willing to run some routes with CeeDee Lamb that came into, you know, what we've seen from teams that have been opponents of the Cowboys, which are the crossing routes, running guys through traffic. I thought some of the red zone stuff was better than what we'd seen in the past few weeks. What bothered me was in this game was how slow they were to adjust to get Donovan Wilson off George Kittle. And that bothered me the most going into this game, Bobby, because we talked all week about the 49ers and how compromised they were at certain positions. You know, with no Brandon Ayuk, you know, no McCaffrey. You know, their offensive line was together, which in the quarterback, you know, of course, but coming off kind of a poor performance against Kansas City, you know, there were some questions about the 49ers, and there were some things that you probably could have taken advantage of, and you weren't able to do that, and they took advantage of you. Now, I'll tell you something else I did like, because I'm thinking of it right now. I like the fact when they used our linebacker Overshown as a blitzer, as a rusher. And there's a side of me that would like to see him do that more, especially if Micah Parsons is going to be out. If Micah Parsons is not going to play.
Which he was still not practicing on Wednesday.
Right. So we'll see what happens Thursday and Friday. But, you know, we've been down this path before. I kind of feel like that maybe Overshown as a rusher because of his ability. When you're in a game right now, when you're going to play Kirk Cousins, he's not going to move. Kirk Cousins is going to play stationary, going to play in the middle of the pocket. And so I'm kind of at that point of like, if he's not going to move and scramble and do things, why not put Overshown in a rush position, much like we saw him in that blitz position and got the sack, you know, against the 49ers. This might be a way to kind of maybe a little bit of a change up that we haven't seen him as a hand down or stand up, whatever you want to do, type of a rusher, and let him work against Matthews and these tackles for the Falcons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, and this is an offensive line for the Falcons that has been a little bit compromised. I mean, they haven't gotten great play at consistently, especially in pass protection. But they are a unit that has, you know, missed their center for a lot of this year. Drew Dolman, who actually just came, his practice window was just activated off of IR today. Still, it sounds like just from some of the reports there, he's getting healthier, I think is how Raheem Morris described it. So probably still not ready to come back this week. I mean, they've had their issues with Matthew Bergeron at times.
Yes. You know, those linemen, if you look at Matthews, you look at Bergeron, McGarry, these guys have given up 3 sacks each. You know, that they don't have a mobile quarterback. This is not like playing the Ravens or San Francisco, even with Brock Purdy running around the way he did. Yeah. You know, this is a guy that's going to be very stationary in the pocket. And if you could find a way to win, the Cowboys just haven't found a way to win. You know, they haven't. They just don't. Me personally, I'd play more KJ Henry too. I think that there's something about his youth, his length, his ability to kind of redirect. I'm okay if Carl Lawson doesn't get much more work. I'm okay. You know, I'm okay with that. I think Golston played his ass off in that game the other day.
Yeah, Golston was good.
Played as well as he could play. We've seen that. I didn't think Oso Digizua was up to the standards he can play at. And that's disappointing because Banks, the guard he was going against, he should have wore that guy out. You know, And that bothered me a little bit there. But I could say maybe you could find something with Overshown as a rusher. You gotta do something different, Bobby. You know what I'm saying? You can't go in there and just, okay, we're gonna play zone and we're gonna do this. You almost have to take some chances now. You almost have to say, you know what? They brought McQuamu like 3 times on the blitz. He didn't even get close. Okay, McQuamu, maybe not a blitzer. Maybe McQuamu like covering Kyle Pitts, maybe length on length, that kind of thing. And maybe, you know, they're never any good when they play stack box. But what happens? You watch the tape. I went back and I looked at all the run stuffs that teams had against Atlanta when it came to their running backs. It's all 8-man box. It's 8-man box. They average the both backs average less than 3 yards a carry against stack box, but neutral box with 7, light box with 6, it's a 5.5 team carrying the football. You don't play great stack box. Okay, maybe it's time to make a change in safety. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's options there.
Yeah. And I don't know. Maybe they go with Wanya Thomas. Maybe they feel like that Wanya Thomas is a better cover guy. You know, maybe you needed that against San Francisco. But
well, and you're going to need it this week against Atlanta too. Let's pause right there. Let's pick up there with the idea of that matchup specifically with Pitts, because I think there's different way you might be able to attack this, but there's no doubt about it. We're going to talk about this here in a sec. There's a lot of different ways that the Atlanta skill players can challenge you. These are a lot of varied, different, in terms of when it comes to size, possession receiver, Drake London, athletic freak, Kyle Pitts, the shifty, route runner, Darnell Mooney, the running backs. There's a lot here that Atlanta can do that's going to challenge the Cowboys, and we're going to talk about it here in a sec. First, I need to remind you that this is the Love of the Star podcast. The Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.